Northwest advocacy group Oyen Inc. says rail is the answer to our degrading regional roads. Heavy truck freight from the Sunraysia region currently generates over 1 million tonnes of agricultural freight each year, 80% of which travels to port via road, equating to about 19 million truck kilometres a year. Michael O'Callaghan is an analyst for Oyen Inc. who has been looking at the viability of the Murray Basin Freight Rail Network and the Sunraysia Mallee Port Link as a solution to ease the strain on our roads. I spoke to Mr. O'Callaghan about how much impact heavy freight is having on our regional roads and the possible solution.
Oh, it's huge. Now, when you consider the Majuro Rural City Council local government area and how far we are for, you might just say an average figure of 500 kilometres, rail should be the utmost important form of transport for freight, especially for exports. However, from our local government area and the Sunraysia region, less than 20% is going by rail and more than 80% going by road. And that's across our intermodal freights, which is almonds, grapes, citrus, wine, grain, hay. All of that which goes in a shipping container should be on rail, but more than 80% going by road. And it's a similar figure with our grain exports, our bulk grain exports. Most of that, nearly 80% of that, is also going by road. Now, all that weight, all those kilometres, and all the growth in those products over the last 30-odd years or so, and the trucks are getting bigger, that's a lot of weight on those roads, which simply weren't built for that sort of amount of work.
So we used to use rail a lot more often. What's changed? Why aren't we relying on rail anymore to transport agricultural goods and other heavy freight items?
I think the two main things. One is road transport technology has advanced quite significantly, and you now see mass movement of freight on trucks. And meanwhile, rail really hasn't changed that significantly at all. And I suppose the other issues with rail is that they served a purpose at a time, but now we need a whole new rethink on rail. Where's the best location to put product onto rail so as to make trains work more efficiently? You know, they need to be run like a truck. They need to be able to get down to the port and back in a day, just like a truck can do. The first thing we need is the full standardisation of the Murray Basin Rail Net. Now, to try and put that in simple terms, on the Majuro line, back in 2018, the Victorian government started changing the Majuro line from broad gauge to standard gauge. They started at the Yalta, they got down as far as Maryborough, ran out of money and cancelled the rest of the project. Now, all the freight trains along the Majuro line and from the Murrumbidgee line, when they get to Maryborough, have to do a 130-kilometre detour to go around the section that hasn't yet been completed. That has significantly affected the viability of running freight on rail. So what we're asking for is the coalition government to commit to finishing that project off, and we're also asking the Labor government to do the same. And we also see the need to address the significant volume of intermodal freight from the Majuro Rural City Council local government area and the Sunraysia region going by road and putting that on the rail by building the Sunraysia Mallee Port Link 11 kilometres south of Oyen.
Regional roads are a really hot topic for the upcoming state election. The coalition has pledged $5 billion to repair and rebuild the state's roads. I haven't really heard the rail network be included in this conversation. Why do you think it hasn't been? Why do you think people aren't really collating the state of regional roads with the amount of heavy freight that's on them?
Oh, look, it's a good question. I think road and rail need to work together as part of an integrated freight transport solution. You cannot just keep fixing the roads and maintaining the roads and spending big dollars, but then without addressing the underlying issue.
Now, you're calling for investment. How much would this cost, and how are you planning to break down that cost?
Well, to complete the Murray Basin Rail project that was half completed and abandoned, and to build Sunraysia Mallee Port Link, the combined cost would be $470 million. Half of that, we expect, could be funded from the Commonwealth Government through the National Land Transport Network funding program. The other half being $235 million from the Victorian Government. Now, to put that into some sort of context, that's the average cost of one of Melbourne's Stage 2 level crossing removals, or it represents just less than 5% of the coalition's current commitment of $5 billion towards fixing the roads.
Now, I was having a look at some social media commentary on this. Some of the comments from on that press release by Oyen Inc. is saying that it's not enough money. One of the comments pulled out the $188 million for the removal of level crossings and gauge conversions, which is proposed around Ballarat. What do you say to that, especially when it's put up against $5 billion for roads?
So that $188 million component of the full $470 million is that what we call the Ballarat Corridor. So that's going from Maryborough through to Ballarat and then down to North Geelong. Now that needs a bit of work done in Ballarat to separate the passenger range from the freight trains and so forth. And yes, $188 million, some are saying it's not enough, but basically that number came from a parliamentary budget office costing done about 3 years ago. So that came in at $115 million. Then we provided that to some rail engineers and they could see some gaps in that. They added about another $30-odd, $40-odd million on top of that, and then we've allowed for cost increases again since then. So the $188 million, it's not an exact figure, but it's a starting figure that we need to start really considering this and get working on it.
Having more freight trains running, will that interfere with the passenger network? Is there any issues there?
When the Victorian government revised the Murray Basin Rail project and cancelled the second half of that project, one of the excuses they used was the increased number of passenger trains going through Ballarat and how freight trains would interrupt with that. So we did a full analysis on that. We calculated the overlap section. Now, we worked out how you can get a 1.2-kilometre long freight train through Ballarat overlap section, where it interacts with the passenger trains, in under 5 minutes at 40 kilometres per hour. Now, when you consider in peak passenger train period in Ballarat, they run every 20 minutes, you could potentially run a freight train through Ballarat at peak passenger time and not have any disruption whatsoever. But you wouldn't do that. You'd always run them outside of peak time. So the argument that it's going to affect passenger trains just doesn't stack up.
That was Oyen Inc. analyst and advocate for Murray Basin Rail, Michael O'Callaghan.